People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Visit redbarninc.com/coupon to save $1 off your first can.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of The Alchemy of True Success. And thanks so much for tuning in to Soul to Profit Radio, bringing business to spirituality and spirituality to business. Each show, we are committed to helping you, our enlightened audience, discover your purpose, share your gifts, and monetize your message. Life is short, so let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where we share tips and strategies to assist you in filling your soul and your wallet. A big shout out to all my wonderful, loyal listeners from around the globe and beyond. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I'm really, really excited about the show. I have I'd even call her a friend at this point. We have talked on the phone, and she was instrumental in helping me launch my book. I talked to her the night before the big launch, and she was so positive and supportive, and she also shared some amazing tips and strategies with me about how to continue staying a bestseller. And in fact, her book launched a while back. I think it was a little over a year ago, but she'll tell us the exact date. Her book is called What Would a Wise Woman Do? Questions to Ask Along the Way. It hit the number one bestseller status on Amazon, and to this day, it is ranked number two in the women in business category. So clearly, Laura knows what she's doing. And my very special guest today is Laura Atchison. She's a creative entrepreneur and writer who brings wit and wisdom to her fans. Her current endeavor is founding Wisdom Learned LLC. She gave birth to the idea of a new company that focuses on educating other business leaders through experience and lessons learned from the trenches. I love that. I mean, that's the best way to learn, right? Through experience. Her number one bestseller on Amazon, and like I mentioned before, is still the number two top-rated book in women in business category, What Would a Wise Woman Do? Questions to Ask Along the Way. And I'm really excited to talk to her and share with you, because I'm really curious about the power of asking questions. I'm a big believer that if we just figure out what questions to ask and to ask them to the right people, we're going to get some amazing results. So prior to starting Wisdom Learned LLC, Laura established Guardian Angel Computer Services. It's a managed IT services firm based in Norwalk, Connecticut and Melbourne, Florida. In 1994, she's been working with technology and business for over 29 years in both Fortune 100 and small businesses. Laura holds a combined computer science and technical writing degree from the New York Institute of Technology and a master's in management and organizational behavior from Polytech University. So this is a wise and smart woman that we have with us today. So Laura, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Jaden. And yes, to me, you're a friend. So thank you for considering me one of your friends. That's such a gracious honor. I greatly appreciate that.
Oh, good. Well, I know we're friends on Facebook, you know, but that doesn't always mean that we're friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly. And the best thing in life that we can ever have is friends, people that you would just jump and help in any way that you can. So thank you for considering me one of your friends.
Absolutely. And thank you for spending some time with me, you know, the night before my book launched. That really meant a lot to me. And I loved the ideas that you shared with me. And I've also heard that recently you were one of the most favorite powerhouse speakers at Rick Frischman's Author 101 conference. And congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. They've asked me to come back and speak again in October at the one in Las Vegas at the end of October.
I'm not surprised. And is it at the Green Valley Resort there?
No, they're moving it to the unbelievable JW Marriott Resort.
Oh.
Yes, much nicer.
Nicer, oh, because I love the Green Valley. I thought it was like top notch, totally opulent. I loved it.
I did too, but I love Marriott properties, and when you get to some of these bigger, beautiful Marriott properties, it's just amazing the difference. So I'm looking forward to the venue change. They needed a bigger room for the events, and the Green Valley just couldn't handle the number of people.
Right. Well, he's done an amazing job, and for anyone out there who's interested in launching a book or writing a book, and you know, if you're ever interested in any kind of writing, that is a terrific venue to go to. It's a great conference, and you'll get a lot out of it. So will you share with our listeners who weren't able to attend that conference a little bit about, you know, what you talked about to the audience? Because I really feel like the time that we talked on the phone, you had such a unique message that I hadn't heard from anyone before. And did you share some of that during your talk?
You mean the message about it's not just about the launch, it's about the long term?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that because everybody just seems, all my author friends, because I've gathered a lot of author friends now that I'm in the author business, and it really is a business, right, Jaden? I mean, you're an international best-selling author, which is so amazing. And by the way, I just went on to my Facebook because I had made a quote. I was rereading your book yesterday, and there was one quote in there that I just really love that you put, and I put it out on Facebook, and you're like, I didn't see it. And I realized because the Kindle doesn't tag out your name. So I just tagged you out on Facebook with a quote from your book.
Awesome.
And
you.
For me, this is a business, and it's a love, and it's a passion. And like anything else we do in life, if we want to be a success at it, we need to be a long-term success. Anybody can have a number one bestseller. It's really easy to become a number one bestseller if it's your true purpose, right? And you do a lot of work for it. People think, oh, man, you know, their book launched and it's number one. Well, it became number one because there's all this stuff that you did behind the scenes talking to people to make sure that they started talking about your book. Unless you're a Bill Clinton or a J.K. Rowling or James Patterson or somebody, or a new dear friend of mine, Debbie Maycomber, when your book comes out, it's not going to be number one just because of your name, because nobody knows who you are, right? And your publisher...
You got to get creative.
You have to get creative. And your publisher does not provide funds or PR for you. As the author, it's your responsibility to get the word out. And for me, I knew that my message in my book, What Would a Wise Woman Do, was so powerful and so important to get out that the right question can change your life. I mean, I truly believe that. I've seen it so often in my life and other people's lives that we ask questions to get the answers we want versus asking questions to get the answers we need. So I said, yes, if my book hits number one in a category for the day, what does that mean? If my book stays on the list for a long time, what does that mean? And when a book stays on the list for months, what happens is people start consistently seeing it, and then they go, well, I don't know who this person is, but there's something going on there because her book's always on the right-hand side of the Amazon screen around top rated. So maybe I need to look at this book. Or she's always in the top 10 overall of her category. I need to be looking at this book. Because most people don't just buy a random book. They buy it because they've heard buzz about it. Or they buy it because somebody recommended it to them. Or they buy it because they go to Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com or they go to a bookstore and it's on the bestseller section of the bookstore. That doesn't happen if you're only there for an hour.
Right.
That only happens if you're there long term. I'm selling more books at the bookstore in town, which is a huge independent bookseller, because I'm the number one best-selling book in the bookstore.
Wow.
The number two book is Proof of Heaven.
Oh, my gosh. So that's quite an accomplishment. So how are you able to accomplish that? Share that with our listeners, please.
Sure. I honestly think it's consistency. But, you know, I can say this because it's you and your show and your listeners. God, my faith is that this is what I'm meant to be doing. So I pray a lot around what I should be doing. And I seem to, during my prayers, get messages about go talk to this person or go show up at this store at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the last time I walked into the bookstore, there was a woman who has a big book club, and she happened to be looking in the bestseller thing, and I saw I was number one, and I was taking a photo of my book.
Okay.
Because I was like, oh, my God, I'm number one in this bookstore, you know?
Yeah.
And we started a whole conversation, and I gave her my card, and she's talking to her book group about having my book be a book group item. And then I went, well, why aren't I promoting myself to book groups and offering to either call in to book clubs to do book discussions?
Mm-hmm.
About my book, and then the bookstore said, well, why don't you create a flyer for our book group wall saying that you're available to talk to their book groups.
I like that. So, yeah, so you identified local bookstores near you,
mm-hmm,
that you went into and said, look, I'm a number one best-selling author, and I would like to post a flyer that says, you know, that it will encourage reader group, because I've often seen book groups at libraries talking or bookstores talking about certain books. So that's a common meetup place for book groups. Is that right?
Right. It is. It is. And also you can, in Goodreads and in other locations on the web or on your own website, have a section for book groups and say, want me to talk to your book group? I can call in.
Okay, so you will offer that up as sort of a bonus if they buy so many books, or
yeah,
if they select
my book for their book group, they have to put it on the calendar. I'm not just gonna drop everything to be there. They have to schedule me.
Mm-hmm.
Which also is great, because if somebody's scheduling you, there's a commitment to it, and then you can start buzzing and talking about it.
So is that Goodreads.com? Is that where people would go?
Yes, and Goodreads was just bought by Amazon.
I saw that.
Which is going to be very, very interesting, but you can actually create a virtual book club about your book on Goodreads.com, and I'm starting to set that up right now for my book, to start
nice
book discussions on that. And I'm bringing up another website called wisewomenread.com.
Okay.
And I'm going to be offering to other authors, so keep your hat on there, Jaden, because I'm
absolutely
going to want to have you be involved with that. Books that I'm reading or that,
mm-hmm,
I love, I'm going to be posting reviews up there in addition to other places that I do it, and then start offering where people can live chat with authors.
Oh, I'm so excited about that, and I'm honored to be a part of that. Absolutely. Count me in.
Great.
And so as, you know, as Amazon purchased Goodreads, you said something fascinating to me, and I've always remembered it, and that was to create an author page through Amazon. Will you share that bit of wisdom with our listeners?
That is called,
and why it's so important?
That's called Author Central.
Okay.
And that is a free service from Amazon. And, you know, here's what amazes me when I start talking to authors is they don't realize what is free and available to them. They're like, oh, I'm posting my book up there. It doesn't matter whether it's self-published, published through an author, or a hybrid publisher. It doesn't matter, okay? If your book is on Amazon, Author Central is there, and it is free. Goodreads is free,
mm-hmm,
as well. So your Author Central profile lets you put your photo up there, which makes you more accessible to people who are buying books, lets you put up your bio, so it sets your credibility. You know, I talked about consistency a little bit, and then I sort of went off on a little tangent. Sorry about that. I just get so passionate about this topic.
Okay, you're doing great.
Okay. So credibility as an author is important, especially if it's your first book.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're writing nonfiction, people want to know that there's some basis in your background that says what they're reading is truth.
Yes.
And it's not just something you made up.
So this allow for an open dialogue with your readers and with your potential new readers?
You can create a forum up there as well and start conversations going up there on Author Central.
Neat.
You can link your Twitter feed to it.
I'm writing
so
all
that
down.
Every time you tweet, it will feed up onto your Author Central so people know what you're talking about. There's a whole section for, here's where I'm going to be. Here's the event I'm speaking at. And it just, as I said that, I realized I did not post up there where I spoke yesterday. But it wasn't an open event anyway. But, it's important to post those things up so people can see that you're out there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're in the area and they go, oh, my gosh, Laura spoke at Author 101. Or Laura spoke at I Can Do It or any of these other big conferences, or she spoke at HP's conference. That all creates credibility for the author, which makes people go, oh, I want to read all about her. Then you can also, if you have a blog, and I think blogging is really useful, and I have been remiss in my blogging lately because I've actually been writing blog posts for other people's newsletters and their sites, which has been great, but I can't use my own blog posts that I write for them on my own site, and I just haven't had time because I've been writing for other people. That's a good place to be in.
Yeah, for sure.
But you can link your blog feed to it, because now what happens is, this is a big thing for authors, right? Somebody buys a book on Amazon, and you have no way of tracking who bought your book.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you can't send them more information about other things you're doing or direct them to, say, a workbook maybe that you're only selling off your website or a teleseminar you're doing. You can using Author Central, because if you've got your tweets connected to it, if you've got blogging posted to it, they're going to see that, click on it, takes them back to your websites.
Interesting. Okay, because, yeah, as we know, whenever a book is sold through Amazon, even if we're fulfilling that order, we still do not receive their email address. So what you're saying is, through Author Central, that is, you're linking your blog feed, you're linking your Twitter, you're linking your updates, and that will automatically through RSS? Through the really simple syndication?
There are several different ways that you can use it, RSS or just some people just go up there regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Or my favorite is they link over to my site and they subscribe.
Right.
I've gotten quite a few people who have subscribed, and I know they're coming because I track how the links come into my site.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming off of those pages, which leads to another big thing for authors, and I think we talked about it a little bit, is make sure your site, you have your book site, you own your domain for your book.
Yeah.
And if the title's not available, add book.
Right.
So, like, whatwouldawisewomando.com was available, but, you know, you also want to have whatwouldawisewomandobook.com.
Mm-hmm. That's
then
so smart.
Rick Frischman always says, get whatwouldawisewomandomovie.com. You know, and all the other ones, just in case.
Yeah, wisewomantv.com.
Yeah, and that creates also the vision to start manifesting all the other possibilities. But Author Central is such a key thing that so many authors just forget about.
So do you – exactly. I mean, until you mentioned it to me, I had no idea. So they either forget about it or just don't know about it or, you know, just aren't taking the time to get into it. Now, is that also a place where you can post videos?
You can.
Okay.
You can post videos up there, and I've actually got a few up there that I've used on my website and several other places, but you can post video, which is wonderful, right, because people are visual. So I have a book trailer that I created using Animoto
okay.
for my book. You know, like movie trailers?
Yes.
I created a book trailer.
All right.
And it's up on YouTube. It's not the world's most incredible thing because I am not a graphic artist and I just use some of the templates that are available on Animoto. And there's a free version of Animoto and then there's a yearly paid version of Animoto,
mm-hmm.
which I think is like $40 a year or something like that, which gives you access to a few nicer templates. And it has free music that you can link to it, and you can create a video book trailer.
Awesome. Another friend of mine, Lisa Kay, and she's in the chat room. Hey, Lisa. And in fact, Lisa, thank you. I was on her radio show yesterday, so I want to give you a shout out and thank you for that. That was so fun. And she was the one who initially told me about that site, and it's free for, what is it, a certain minute and a half or something you can do?
Right, and if you upgrade to the paid version, you get mm-hmm. longer ones.
You get longer. Okay, so that's a terrific resource for our listeners who are writing books and who want to, because book trailers are big, aren't they?
They are, and the reason they're big is because more and more of our population is visually stimulated. They watch YouTube, they watch TV, they're on their iPhones looking at things all the time. They're not reading as much in order to grab their attention. So book trailers are like movie trailers. It's a minute to 2 minutes of enticement.
Mm-hmm.
And it hits so many areas of the brain and different personality types. And you can create different book trailers. Like movie trailers, you know, they have the 30-second, they have the 1 minute, they have the ones they put in the movie theaters. Same idea. Words, images. What is the book about? And that entices people to want to buy your book.
Exactly. So it doesn't have to be an overwhelming process for people. They can simply go to that site and, like you say, work through the templates to create a trailer that will say exactly what you said. What is the book about? You know, what are the readers going to learn from it? That kind of thing. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
Okay. So, terrific. Now
the other thing on Author Central, if I may add one more thing about it, is it is also a great place for authors to look at where their book is selling. It's not 100% accurate because they get their information from a service called BookScan, and Amazon's getting better at it, but they're not really great. But you can see geographically where your book is selling. You can look at your rank over time.
Mm-hmm.
In different categories on both paperback and the Kindle. And then you can also see your reviews.
Can we talk a little bit about category? Because I think that's a really huge, important point for people to understand when you launch a book and the importance of not only getting in the right category, but also funneling down to, to a more accurate place of where the book. How important is picking the right category for your book when you launch a book?
I think it's one of the most critical things you can do.
Okay.
Because if you just put your book in nonfiction as your category, you're competing in a much larger pool.
Mm-hmm.
And if your book is about how to sell something, and you just put your stuff in nonfiction versus a sales category, it's going to be harder for people to find you. Now, I have my book listed in, I think, 4 or 5 categories.
Okay, so multiple categories is the way
multiple
to go.
Multiple categories. I have a primary category,
okay,
which is women in business, but I'm also in a few other categories as well. And I laughed because there were categories I did not give my publisher when we were trying to decide. They're like, where do you think it should be? And then they came up with some other suggestions and we moved things around based on the BISEC code. And you can just Google BISEC codes, BISEC, and you can see all the different categories and then say, where does my book fit in terms of the messaging?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go look. Amazon's a great source for it. They're the 100-pound gorilla, right? So you might as well look at people who are leading the way in it, go into that category and look at the other books that are in that category. Look how many books are in that category. That's also going to help you with rankings. If there's thousands and thousands and thousands of books in that category, it's probably going to be harder for you to reach top rankings.
Mm-hmm.
And how are those books selling? But if you pick too small a niche, then people may not find you. Like,
right.
I hit decision making, which I loved, and I think that was one of the ones I picked. And I was so excited because when I was looking one day and I saw that it ranked in decision making, I was number 34 in decision making. The number 33 book was Sun Tzu, The Art of War.
Wow.
And that was really cool for me because I read that book for my master's. And I think it's an amazing treatise on questioning and thinking and decision making and how the choices you make affect now and the future. So picking your category is very important to the success of your book because that's how people are going to find you. Because
mm-hmm.
most people don't just go to a bookstore and just stand there and go, here's where, you know, this is where I'm going, just this front section. They will normally target, I'm going to the nonfiction section, I'm going to the bestseller section, I'm going to the spirituality section, I'm going to the self-help section, I'm going to the religion section. See what I'm saying? Or the business
yes.
section. They
mm-hmm.
do the same thing online.
Right.
They go to their category. So you want to make sure that your book is listed in the categories of your target market.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And for
sense?
Those of you, it does. Thank you. Yeah. And for those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to Soul to Profit Radio. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling. I'm interviewing Laura Atchison, and we're talking about how to maintain a bestseller status over the long term. And she's given some great ideas as to how to do that. And Laura, are you open to taking a caller? I think we've got a caller on the line.
I sure am.
All right, let's see who this is. Hello, caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Jaden. This is Vonda Guzman in
oh,
Germany.
Vonda, how are you? And a call from Germany. Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great, and just a very interesting show. And I just want to congratulate her and you, and just sending out the encouragement today in every way. And the good news that she's given out, this information is just phenomenal. I'm really enjoying it. So I just want to just give both of y'all a shout out and just encourage you, and I'm proud of both of you.
Thanks, Vonda.
Yes.
Thank you, Vonda. Vonda has a radio show as well called Life is Beautiful, and she is just fantastic, a beautiful singer and inspiration to all of us. So thank you for calling in. That's so, so kind of you.
You are so welcome, and to this beautiful lady. You got a beautiful picture on here.
Oh, thank you, Vonda. And, you know, that's interesting that you talk about my picture, because that's another part about the author thing that people don't talk about.
Mm-hmm.
When you have to get your author photo, because you need an author photo for your book. And I was agonizing over it. My publisher's like, we need your photo. And I'm like, I don't like any of the ones I have. So, of course, I went, should I get my hair done? What clothing should I wear? What colors? Where should the picture be taken? It's a big deal because it's a permanent record.
Yes, it is.
You know, it's not just like.
Is this the picture on your book?
This is the picture that is in my book.
Oh, great. And it looks
as
like
my
you're
author
in the ocean
photo.
Something. When you're, are you in the ocean out of the
yeah.
water, or what's that behind you?
That's the ocean behind me. And it
Yay.
Was a kind of a hazy morning, afternoon when we
yeah.
took it. But
yeah.
that was
well,
not the
yeah.
first photo.
Oh, great.
Now, I listened to all these other people about what I should wear and how I should look and how I should be for my author photo because, you know, this book was my career and, you know, I would get speaking engagements from it, so I needed to look a certain way for my audience. And I took my
right.
first set of photos, and I looked at it, and I went, what the heck was that? And I sent it to a couple of friends just for their opinion, and they said, who are you trying to be? And what I realized was I was trying to figure out who I should be for my author photo instead of being myself. Which the
okay.
book was myself. The book was from my deepest heart, my deepest soul. and came from a place of integrity. But with this author photo, everybody's like, no, you can't wear an off-the-shoulder. No, you can't look feminine. No, you can't this. You can't do that. And finally, I called the photographer. I said, I want to redo it. And he goes, okay. And I wore this off-the-shoulder shirt that I had bought that reminded me of the ocean with the colors and everything. And I said, I want to go by the beach, and I want to sit here over on the boardwalk, and I just want you to take my photo. And I said, I want you to make me laugh. And I just... and just keep taking photos until we get one where, you know, like the smiles are perfect and, you know, you don't have an eye tweaked in a wrong position. And that one came out. And I sent it over to my publisher.
That one is beautiful. Yeah, it is very beautiful, and it is you, and I'm glad you didn't go for the hype that everybody be giving stuff out, because it is in order for us to be ourselves and to be feminine and beautiful as you are. So I'm just sending best wishes for you. I'm over in Germany. I'll get back to America soon. It's just so difficult to get my books over here because my cards are from America, and I'm still waiting on Dayton's book. I had to order, and my friend's got to send it to me here, and it's just a lot of drama. But, but anyway, that's okay. Everything is working out, and there's divine order and timing for everything. And,
absolutely.
But I'm wanting to see you do great, number one. Jaden, do great, number one. And just blessing everybody. And I just want to thank you for all the information that you're giving out, because a lot of people, you know, don't give out information. And that's beautiful of you that you're sharing, because that's the only way to get it back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Blessings to you. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you, Vonda. You're a sweetheart. And take care. Have a beautiful day.
Okay, I will. You can put me back on hold. And I can
I'll put you back on hold. Okay.
Okay, blessing.
Bye-bye.
So, you know, it's really funny with the photos that people are like, oh, it doesn't matter what photo I put. Well, it does, because people see that picture.
Now, did your publisher say anything about that photo, or were they okay with it? Did they like it?
They loved it when it finally, when they saw it. And
yeah, so they were.
Their first reaction was off the shoulder, and I explained why. And I actually talked to a friend who's a media consultant, and she's like, you can't have an off the shoulder photo that you're going to use to send for your publicity when you finally decide to go hit TV and everything. And I said, why not?
Good
question. She said, because they're going to see that, and they're going to think you're too laid back, you're too this, you're too whatever. I said, I'm living my life. That is the biggest thing and the biggest message. And she went, oh, my God.
Yeah,
she
you're
hadn't
being
even
authentic.
Connected to it. Yeah.
Right. And has that brought you, like, it certainly hasn't hurt your ability to get out there, because you've done all kinds of TV, radio, everything.
I have not done TV yet. I have not publicized myself out for TV.
Not yet.
I've done a lot of radio, and I've done speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm about to start trying to send some, not trying, I'm about to start reaching out to TV outlets to be on TV.
Good for you. And can you share a little bit, now it's a natural step from being an author to being a speaker, and I know you're doing a lot of speaking. Did you say you spoke at the I Can Do conference?
No, that's pretty much just the Hay House people and all of that.
Okay. But you are out there speaking at a lot of different venues. Can you share a little bit about how you got some of those speaking engagements?
Similar to how I've kept my book on lists is nurturing the relationships. And it's not just a one-time nurture. It's communicating to people for months and months and months from your network, people that you have known over the course of your life. For me, I owned an IT company for 15 years. I was in technology. I had a lot of corporate contacts that I had from serving my clients, and I had a lot of media relationships. So I never lost touch with those people and was communicating with them about what I'm doing now. I've been asked to speak at two technology conferences, one in Washington, D.C., and one in New York City.
Good for you. Yeah.
And that's really the way. Now, the one I spoke at yesterday, which was a business-to-business women's group in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, my books were given out at the Honda Classic Women's Executive Day last month. That was really cool. And my books were given out to 190 women in gift bags.
Fantastic. So you negotiated them to buy 190 books?
Actually, one of my sponsors, PNC Bank, who I just love and adore, and they're very women-focused, they were sponsoring the event, and I've talked to them for months and months and months. They're also my bank, and I've gotten to know some of the people pretty high up in the organization, and we've been talking about a lot of different things, and I've just been being me with them, never mm-hmm. asking for anything, and attending different events and different things that they do, and they said, look, we'd like to give out your books. Because they got to know me. It's that consistency thing.
Sure.
That I wasn't just a flash in the pan, that I was somebody to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And they put my books in the gift bags, and they asked me to attend the event. And I ended up doing a book signing at the Honda Classic Women's Executive Day.
That's
there was
fantastic.
Somebody that attended that event that ran this event and asked me to speak.
Okay, so, and that's a really good reminder for our listeners to go to the businesses that you're already doing business with, right? For instance, you
right.
went to PNC Bank. You're banking there. They know you. You have a relationship established. And because I often get, we too get corporate sponsors for our events, and it's so much easier. It takes the pressure off, you know, because then you know that your expenses are covered, and then it's a matter of you can even offer the event for a less expensive price for people, so it attracts more and more people to the venue.
Right, which is amazing. I mean, at Author 101, I don't know if you heard, but every attendee received a copy of my book for free.
Wow. And so tell our listeners, because that's a few events you've done where they've given your book out. Was that something that you negotiated with the head of the event? Did you give them a discounted price, or how did that work?
Disc.com is one of my sponsors, and we talked about it. And rather than them just doing like their usual what they would do as a sponsor of me, they sponsored giving my books out at the event. Because they felt it was such a worthwhile give to people.
And what was that, Disc.com is one of your sponsors?
Disc.com. If you are an author or a speaker, you really want to know these guys. DISK.com. Joe mm-hmm. Foley is my guy. He's amazing. So all of my handouts, my workbooks, I gave out bookmarks that they developed with me for the event. And it's 5.5 questions to chart your course and stay in the pilot seat.
Nice.
And those are bookmarks which had 5.5 questions that people should be asking themselves. And on the back has my photo, my bio, and a little information about my sponsor. And they agreed to give out my books because they felt it graded value
mm-hmm.
for them to do that.
Nice.
And because I did that, people look at you differently.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're immediately a much bigger success because you're not making them buy your books at the back of the room.
Definitely. So they are, and I love the idea of the bookmark. That's terrific because that is something that they'll have with them the entire time they're reading your book and hopefully reading other books.
Right. And it has all of your contact information on it.
Yes, that's significant. That's really, really good.
Yeah, and Disc.com creates all of those, and they do it at a great price. If you mention my name and everything, that'll also get you some better pricing.
Okay.
Because that's something that we try to do, because mm-hmm. I lead a lot of people there. And I don't, you know, they're my sponsors. They don't give me a piece of anybody that does business with them. It's just I love them. They're who I use, so why not tell people about it?
Yeah, I like that. That's, you know, and it's you're so fantastic because you share so generously and openly with what you're doing and what brought you the level of success that you have. And it's just, I just want you to know, Laura, I just really appreciate you and all the information that you're sharing. Thank you so much.
Thanks. It's my pleasure. I love doing it. It's so much fun. So many people have shared with me. Now, did I share my book plate idea that I've been
doing?
No,
let's hear the book plate idea.
Oh, my God, I'm having so much fun with this one. They finally came in, and anybody that's listening to this who has sent me an email saying they want a book plate, I promise you they are going out this week. I finally got all of them in. I had so much trouble getting them printed right. So the biggest thing, right, we talked about on Amazon, that you don't know who has your book.
Mm-hmm.
And you want list capture because you want to sell other services. You want to be able to talk to people about them. You want to be able to communicate with the people that have bought your book. So how do you get them to give you their contact information? Now, you did a huge book launch, right, where you had all these bonuses and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they communicated back to you. But after that initial book launch, what do you do? Now, I didn't do the big book launch, as you know. It sort of organically grew and happened.
Right.
And but, you know, organic means I worked my butt off. Prior to
exactly.
my book releasing, Nurturing My Networks, talking on Facebook and everybody. If they go to my Facebook page, they can kind of see some of the different things I did. But what these book plates are they are 4x3 shipping labels, let's just say. Like, so everybody can get a visual of what a 4x3 shipping label looks like, nice and white. And I had them created with a local printer. And I really need to go talk to Joe at Disc and see if he can do these for me as well. But it has a blue border, and at the top it says, "With love, from Laura Stewart Atchison." And at the bottom it has www.whatwouldawisewomando.com.
Okay.
Okay, so that's all it has on it. And the border creates a box inside where I can autograph and personalize for somebody that bought a book somewhere other than where I physically was. So say they bought it at a bookstore or they bought it online.
Mm-hmm.
I post all over my social media that you can, if you send me your information, and if I had decided this before I had published my book, there would be a line in my book. So anybody whose book has not come out yet, say, if you want an autographed book plate, send an email to, and, you know, in my case, it's laura@whatwouldawisewomando.com, and I will mail you, physical mail, right, which means they now give you their address,
mm-hmm.
and because they've emailed it, you've got their email address, you personalize a book plate for them. And I bought this beautiful stationery that's all different colors, colored envelopes. Color envelopes are very big, so they look like beautiful note cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I handwrite the envelopes, stick a stamp on them with this personalized book plate, and stick it in the mail to people.
Fantastic.
And if they buy a Kindle version, because
yep.
what I do is it's not just a label in the envelope. There's like a note card, not one that opens, just a single sort of cardstock that has color, you can autograph that for somebody that has a Kindle.
Oh, okay.
Because they're not going to use a sticker on a Kindle.
Exactly. And Laura, these are fantastic ideas. Thank you so much for sharing so openly, freely, and generously. And tell our listeners where they can find out more about you and your work.
Sure. I'm all over Facebook, LinkedIn, all over Twitter, but my website is whatwouldawisewomando.com. Easiest way, email is laura@whatwouldawisewomando.com. And you can find me on all of the social media. And if you go to my website, you have links to all of that. I just love chatting with people who are authors or want to be authors. Anything that I can do to help, please
Terrific.
Reach out. There's free sample chapters and sample exercises available off my website. And
okay.
if you go up to the book bonuses section, you can see some different things that I've done to help entice people that are mentioned inside the book. And I'm constantly trying to update that. And I have about 4 or 5 more things I want to post up there.
Wonderful.
That people inspire me. And I'm going, you know what? Here are some additional great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Linking off to other people's sites just to help people get excited.
Awesome. Well, Laura, thank you so much for joining us on Soul to Profit Radio. You are terrific, and I hope you come back and have a terrific rest of the day.
I would love to come back anytime, and I'll let you know when the Wise Women Read site comes up, and we'll do something together, Jaden.
That sounds great. I look forward to it. Thanks again, Laura.
Same here. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. So there you heard it. Wonderful, wonderful tips and ideas from Laura Atchison. She's fantastic. Email her. As you can tell, she's very friendly and easy to communicate with. So she'll share some great ideas with you. And I am feeling very generous today as well. And I have a huge announcement to make. And today is the launch of my 6-week online video course called Your Destiny Delivered. The course is a six-week, six-module taken from the comfort of your own home. Each video module is approximately 60 minutes long, and the course is perfect for people who are sincere and ready to make changes in their life to discover their purpose, develop their gifts, and monetize their message. So if you go to my website, jadensterling.com, and click on the products tab, the course is regularly $397. Today I'm going to give you 50% off with a coupon. If you type in the words capital D, ebook, ebook is in lowercase at checkout, and you'll also receive, for the first 10 people who buy the course online, I'll throw in my $97 How to Manifest Your Goals and Dreams. Have a fantastic couple of weeks, and I'll be back live on the air April 24th, same time, same channel. Remember, fill your soul and your wallet. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.